The American post-secondary system is very much driven by family incomes and by resources available to people. The differences in the ability to pursue college education by income level are really quite startling. For almost a $20,000 difference in a family income reduces your chances of going to college by fully 20%. You take that up to 80 and 100,000, which is the kinds of differences we're dealing with here when we talk about people from disadvantaged families. Then the likelihood of finishing college becomes very low for people who come from lower income families. And in many cases, the real heroes in the American system more and more are the young people without resources who work and go to school at the same time and who manage to finish. It really is, in most cases, these are really very heroic stories about people.